Let's look at this now. We are currently on stage 4 load shedding, and yesterday Eskom CEO Phakamani Khadebe told me on this show that it could take about 6 months to end load shedding, which raises the question, are we even going to have lights on when we vote on the 8th of May? Brigadier Vish Naidu is the SAPS spokesperson. Vish, thank you so much for your time. Has work begun in preparing for elections, and what kind of threat does Eskom and its load shedding pose to the elections?
A very good afternoon to you, and thank you for this opportunity. Yeah, that's a fair question. Yesterday, you would recall that we presented to the Portfolio Committee of Police regarding our readiness for the elections. And in our presentation, we highlighted some of the possible threats that we identified for the elections, and one of them obviously being load shedding, given that we are experiencing load shedding now currently. But of course, with all the threats that we identified, we as a joint operational intelligence structure, the NAT joint, we have to find ways and means, or measures rather, to mitigate those threats. Mm-hmm. And of course, with regards to load shedding or possible power outages, we are in very close consultation with Eskom on this matter to ensure that we put measures in place to either mitigate or completely or totally overcome that load shedding or power outages as a possible threat to the election.
So you'll also be looking at contingency plans if, in fact, on that day we could experience load shedding.
Yeah, I remember the election is running from, if my memory serves me correctly, from 7 a.m. in the morning till 2100 hours on the day of the election. And I tend to be corrected on the times, but I think that's the time. So, if there was any plans to do load shedding on that day, I think the times can be deviated to accommodate that, but that's just one of the proposals that we've made to Eskom. But there will definitely be contingencies. If not, there will be measures and plans in place to either mitigate or totally overcome that which we have seen as an initial threat.
All right. Geez, imagine voting in darkness and you don't even see the parties to which you're putting the cross next to. SAPS National Spokesperson Brigadier Vish Naidu, thank you so much for your time.